Venus was born out of sea foam. Oh, Venus was born out of brine. But goddess today, if she is Grey Day, is assembled upon the assembly line.
Oh, divine, rise and shine upon the assembly line.
Or voce che le dio vi ardisca sfidarci ancora, e bellivo la valle, e te ben minacciar. adesso recherai il
verre. I painted it for you last night. It's for you. Oh, it's beautiful, Norma. I've seen waterfalls just like that before. There's one near Ithaca, New York. Yes, it's the highest waterfall. Oh, the highest waterfall in this part of the country. And I love the sound of it. That wonderful blue water tumbling over the rocks. That wonderful, cool, clear water. You hear it, Norma? Hear it? You do hear it, Norma, don't you? That wonderful sound.
George, together we can learn to use it.
You can't use my dreams to change things. Haven't you learned that yet?
Isn't that the purpose of man on earth? To act? To change things? To run things? To build a better world?
No.
What then?
I don't know. I don't know. Things don't have purposes. I don't know if life has a purpose. I can't say that it matters. It is. We are. I want to stop.
One day we must all face the great disaster.
You take that street and I'll take this street. You knock on every other door, then I'll cross the street and knock on every other door. Okay. Knock, knock. Hello, lady. Hello. Yes. No, I'm not selling anything. Let me ask you a rather personal question. Are you wearing your favorite costume? You're not? Well, today's not a holiday. Well, lady, may I further presume, as a charitable act, lady, go put on your favorite costume.
another snivel of that dough. Just give me one more snivel, another snivel of that dough. I'll catch a cow like a cowboy and throw a bull without a rope. Than Henry Ford or John D. ever had. Doggone, got more money than Henry Ford or John D. ever had. I bit a dog last Monday, and 40 doggone dogs went mad. Feels like a fighting rooster, feeling better than I ever felt. Feel like a fighting rooster, feel better than I ever felt. Got double pneumonia, and still I think I got the best health. Say, Sam, go get my airplane and drive it up to my door. Oh, Sam, go get my airplane and drive it to my door.
I want you to understand something. There is a difference between what you dream and what you do.
But not for me. It's the same thing. And I can't control what
I... What you can control is all of this guilt and anxiety.
And that's exactly what we'll be working on together in the next few sessions.
Dr. Haber, you gotta help me.
George, if I thought you were about to lose your balance, I wouldn't let you out of here so quickly, believe me.
Thank you.
know, we could swim in that waterfall. Let's do that. Let's swim in it, shall we? I used to do that when I was a little girl. Just sit there and let the water come down over me.
Glad. For when the heart aches, the moon looks sad. Must the trail of tears persist in fear? Must the trail of tears persist in fear? For the twilight cries, it's all right here. Take a stone and embrace the moonlight. Take a stone and embrace the moonlight. The union of this ever so bright. Here is here and there is there until Here is here and there is there until we harbor the soul safe, calm, and still.
If you want to drink good whiskey, you'll have to make good rum. But I want to see my love in China before he makes his last run. Baby, I wonder where my love in China's gone. He don't shine so easy, but it shines so doggone long. Dawes will make it up in Washington and North Carolina too. But now I'm way down here in Georgia trying to drink this old homebrew. Baby, I wonder where my lovin' China's gone. He don't shine so easy, but it shines so doggone long. We'll make it into the islands and in the mountains too. But when you stop my daddy from shining, boy, tell him he's gonna make homebrew. Now I wonder where my loving China's gone. He don't shine so easy, but it shines so long, oh long.
I told you to dream peace on Earth.
I didn't dream that. I dreamt about the moon. A battle. A battle in space. Alien forces attacking the Earth colony on the moon.
Don't believe it. I tell you to dream away man's inhumanity to man. And what do? You unite the world against the threat of an alien invasion. What a stupid, wasteful way to get peace on Earth.
My God! What kind of monsters have you dredged out of my unconscious? I don't know, and I dreamed them.
If only I could decipher your unconscious.
This is incredible. Aliens on the moon.
You must go back onto George. Dream them away right now.
I told you something like this was going to happen.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm not going to dream for you anymore.
Well, that's absurd. You can't leave things like this.
No, I did what you told me to do. I did what the doctors told me, the lawyers. Nothing's worked.
George!
No, forget it!
Hey, The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe. Wishing the woods are written or sung as the cow. Rocked and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe. And the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the sea of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afraid are we. So cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod.
Oh, no, no. Well, that's impossible. Put my head in there. My whole head. It's pitch black in here. It's pitch black in here. You know, I'm not even touching the sides or the back. That is incredible. Volvina! Let me out! Volvina, let me out! Let me out, Volvina!
My night came. Imagine an active type like that having such a delicate dream. If he wasn't so much of an extrovert, he might have been a poet.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
There was an old lady who swallowed a spider. And the spider went rips inside her. She swallowed the spider.
Terrible dream. It was so hot. It was daylight all the time. There was midnight sun. It wasn't any night at all. No night at all. Isn't it wonderful to have darkness and coolness?
Yes, my dear. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Don't you see that these things aren't problems? They don't have answers that you can find in your arithmetic book.
Defeatism! We were put here to make the world a better place.
Your attempts to use my dreams to make the world a better place can destroy it. It's not so hard to destroy the world, Dr. Haber. We did it. 4 years ago, April?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't think that you can outthink God.
You're worn out, George. You'd better go home and get some rest. The session's over.
You?
Go home, George.
Oh,
rowing our dream boat ashore. You've just heard the B-side of What Dreams May Come, Part 11. My name is Very Lucid Tonali. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Or sometimes known as What May Come Dreams. I would encourage you to leave a comment or rating for Muddy Boots over at iTunes. You can find a link for that at muddybootsradio.org. Also go to said page to find a playlist for this episode. Okay, until next time, go paint some dreamy magic on a star-hung night. I wish you all the very best. Take care.
I will bring you flowers every morning.